Coming live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a guy who's ready to recap another episode of a season messier than an alien autopsy. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast live here on a Thursday night. It's another Caitlin Thursday.
Always.
Here in the studio. Caitlin, how are you?
Tonight was a hard night for all of us, but I'm so thrilled to be amongst greatness.
We have a lot to talk about here tonight. Hey, Caitlin, much like last Thursday, when you brought in Alex Willett to the studio, you've outdone yourself again here this week.
You're honestly welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We have here with us not one, but two great guests to join us on the panel tonight. Please welcome from Big Brother 20. Bailey and Swaggy C are here in the studio. We have broken attendance records here in the studio. We've never done this before. We've never had three guests here in the studio at once.
Let's ramp it up.
It's crazy. How are you guys doing?
We are lit as usual.
Chilling, regular.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Visiting Caitlin, how's the vacation been?
I mean, it's been good.
Caitlin, a long pause.
I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, okay. Like, we're visiting, like, a lot of people. Yeah. So this is, like,
okay, Caitlin's, not just visiting.
No, but
Caitlin.
Our time with Caitlin is always
amazing. It's amazing.
Always
for sure.
Mine too.
We over here lit
with
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Let me know in the chat if anybody's mic is not loud enough. That a lot of moving parts here. Of course, also with us here tonight, I'm sure a man who's very happy with the panel. Mr. Brent Walmart. Brent, how are you?
I am very happy with the panel. Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God. That was amazing.
A lot to talk through tonight here with the eviction of Jack. A lot of people thought it would never happen, but it did.
It happened.
Caitlin, your reaction to Jack, who once upon a time said you are just another new face.
Justice is served for all
Justice
women.
League. Yes,
that have been called just another female face.
Yeah, but were a lot of women called that?
I feel like throughout history, U.S. history, regular history, global. I mean, yeah. So Jack,
just another face that
Jack
we haven't
honey,
seen before.
Again, I made an announcement to you a few times ago, and I'll say it again. You are. Something else, kid.
Something else.
Something else.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about Jack. We'll talk about Julie's interview with Jack.
I feel that you are legit going to have scoliosis by the end of this podcast.
Well, let's go back to the Y shot. I can stand up straight.
I don't want you to have a back injury.
I won't. We won't be over there. We don't have to. We could stay on the wide shot. I think we're fine. I can stand up straight.
Okay.
And then we will talk about our new HOH. And it is Tommy. Brent, first reaction to Tommy HOH?
I mean, like, I'm not here for a Tommy HOH, mainly because it's just going to be all Tommy all week long. And
yes.
I'm not sure that we're going to get Tommy's, like, intended result out of this week with the stupid field trip in play. But we'll see how
it goes. Yes, the field trip looms large, and we'll talk about all of the ramifications. Can you believe this field trip could ruin my HOH? This could be the worst HOH ever.
I like when you say anything that ends with what should be an ER and you replace it with an A. Yeah. Over.
It's up. My reign is over before it started. Can you believe it, America?
So
all right,
good.
So
talented.
We'll talk about that. Voting is still going on for the field trip, and we will see that on the Sunday night episode. Get your questions in. Hashtag RHAP. All right. So Bailey and Swaggy, we haven't gotten your take on other than when Caitlin FaceTimed you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Big Brother 21. We're at the halfway point. How are you guys feeling on the season overall?
How honest can we be?
Yeah, be honest.
Very. This is
really
honest. A judgment free zone.
Okay. So I'm not gonna lie. Like, I am disappointed in BB 21 because this is my first season out of the house. I didn't watch BB before, and I was like really excited to get into it, and I'm very disappointed with the cast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also tried unsuccessfully. Like, I really tried multiple times to watch it, and it's like, bleh.
Yeah, this is like not for you.
It's like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
And I want to scream at the television, and I'm so glad I'm not in the house because I would go nuts once again.
Yeah, for me, I don't really like the season. Like, I've watched two episodes all season. One of them was taken over for the Instagram, and the second one was just now.
Yeah.
I've heard, like, all the tweets online.
And you didn't even watch the whole thing, and you came late. So, like,
he was watching it exactly. while he was ordering
barely,
food.
Yeah, you're Psych. Barely not.
Psych.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
But now with the turn in the game, but yes. now with Jack being gone from the house, is there more reason for optimism?
Yes, I'm excited because, like Julie said at the end of the episode, there is no like clear like power looming over the house. So now we can actually see some gameplay. I want to see gameplay. I don't want to see politics and people being mean in the Jack and Jackson show. Like, I'm glad it's over. I just want to see gameplay.
Okay. All right. Brent, was that a fair assessment by Julie to say that there's no power structure in the house anymore?
No, I don't think that was fair. I think there are power structures in the house right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could tell by the end of that HOH competition that Christy and Sis couldn't contain themselves. They were so happy that Tommy won. And Nick was obviously throwing it because he didn't care if he won or not or if Tommy won. So I feel like there are a couple different power structures in the house. And it's just that the former big power structure is not as powerful as it once was. But there's still remnants of it. And there's still some people who are trying to keep it together. Like, I will just tell you guys that prior to tonight, Tommy told Jackson and Holly that if he won HOH, he would not put them up, which sounds to me like the former six, now the former five, sort of or kind of together, maybe. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to.
Well, he was trying really hard to get them back together. He was doing his little meeting. So I'm sure he wants the structure.
Yeah, because he was living his best life when the six were together. Yeah.
This is dangerous where Tommy is the one person on that side of the house that really, I think, can see down the road a bit and I think could potentially do what's in the best interest of that group moving forward and maybe potentially be the diplomat to try to, you know, mend the fences from this past week.
Yeah.
I have to put a lot of faith in this field trip because there's a lot of different ways.
That's where the field trip comes
in. All right.
Guys, we've been wrong before. Well, I haven't. I'm usually 100% right. But like, you guys were very, very up in arms about a Jessica HOH, which lest we not forget.
So are you saying that the Tommy HOH is going to be a good thing?
We just don't know what can happen,
okay.
Rob.
All right.
We're so quick to pass judgment.
No, but
yes. We know what's going to happen. Who are you fooling?
Come on, like, you're not putting up
yes, with the field trip. Guys, how freaking epic would it be if Christy went home?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about let's look ahead in a little bit. I think that we need to talk about the interview that Julie did with Jack tonight because I think that was sort of an all-timer and one that we'll remember for a long time. Whenever Julie starts playing the clips for house guests, getting them to comment on that. And now, Brent, going back to with Aaron in Big Brother 15, one of my complaints about that was that I felt like that they should have played a clip for Aaron to respond to be able to, you know, give her the chance to be able to talk, like know what she was talking about. So I really did like that we got to see the clips, but to me, I thought that this was a little weird that that the audience is seeing these clips for the first time here, clips from the live feeds that were not at all addressed on the show.
Well, obviously, because back then Jack was the golden boy. He was the Jason Mimosa. He was the guy that everybody was into. So like happening during the first few weeks, that was what Kat called him, by the way. He was somebody that production was putting all their eggs in. And then once everything turned, they decided to jump off the train and bury him, which a few people predicted coming into tonight that that's what would happen. Mm-hmm. I would say that I was really here for it. And I was glad that they showed the clips, mainly because then you can't get a response from Aaron where she says, I don't remember saying those things when, you know, you can see it with your own two eyes. However, the one question that Julie didn't ask him, which I wanted her to ask him, was, so you, Jack, were in control by all accounts for the first 4 to 5 weeks of the game. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed anything about the first four people that actually left the house? Do they have anything in common? Why were the first four people just happened to be people of color? I would like ask him that. Like, did you notice that was happening, or were you completely oblivious to that? Because I don't feel like there's a right answer no matter what he says, and I feel like you could really pin him down.
Yeah.
So Julie went on to ask him a bunch of questions in the interview. He started to explain what was going on in the house. And first we got some game talk, And I did like when he was talking about how he was he had this deal with Jack. Jackson.
Looking back, I probably should have trusted Jackson, but I made a decision.
Jackson, who you guys also call Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey.
That's his last name. Yeah.
You know, God forbid.
Let's clarify.
He wasn't talking about it. He had a deal with himself. We can't say, have to, you know, you cannot say Jackson in front of Julie. But, you know, talking about his game, Jack had this to say.
You can't live life in regret. You got to stand by the choices that you make, whether they're right or wrong.
Okay. So
that was a very interesting
comment. There is no right or wrong.
Yeah. Look,
that was bad.
Can't have any regrets. What's done is done. Okay. So this was Julie after playing the clip for Jack in the interview.
I'm cool with Jess. I'm cool with Nicole. I'm great with Cliff. Like, I'm great with everybody.
Perfect.
Kemi makes me want to stomp a mud hole through her chest.
Oh, controversial.
All right, Sam.
Stomp a mud hole right through her chest.
Okay.
In recap, you called her a bitch. You called her dog poop. You didn't use the word poop.
Yeah.
And we just heard you said you want to stomp a mud hole through her chest.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that now, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, I will say that the stomp the mud hole comment is based on something that Sam said last season. When she was frustrated.
And Caitlin, you said that was in regards to you.
Yeah, no, the stomp a mud hole through the chest was infamously about me. And I just want to say that, like, for him to, and we joke about it and stuff, but I'm being so honest right now. Like, it's actually triggering to hear because it's not like a joke. It's really not a joke. And like, especially like when someone says that about something, someone like just because Sam said it, she wasn't joking when she said it. So for you to copy what she said and pretend like it's a joke, it's not. It's actually like very violent and so freaking weird.
And you have to read like the climate, like Sam, obviously country. She's a girl. She's talking about another girl. You are a physically like statuous, scary guy
about
and
another
you're
girl.
Talking about another girl that is also a girl of color. So you have to be aware of like the climate. So even though you're like, oh, we were joking. No, because you called her a bitch before. And then right after you followed up with, you really just don't.
It
like
honestly
her.
Would have so been no. One thing. Like if he literally said nothing about her all season, was kind, they were friends. And then if he wanted to, he was like, yeah, I was joking. Like I'm quoting
Absolutely.
Sam. Sure. But like it adds on to the fact that he already didn't Contact like her. Like it's not right.
Yeah.
I don't know. So effed up.
All right, I have some more from this part of the interview.
And I don't think there was any personal vendetta in behind saying that. I think my statements were playful in a group of people. I do apologize for what I said. And that's very sincere. I think Kemi was and is a great person. I think this game and being in 24-hour view of people and you say things and... I wouldn't say that I fully support the things that I said in the way that I said them. If I could take them back, I would. And I wish I could have articulated them in some other way possible.
Okay. If he could take it back, he would, but also
you can't live life in regret. You got to stand by
the
choices that you make, whether they're right or wrong.
Right or wrong.
He's going to be really
it was like, I mean, I won't spend a ton of time on this, but since the show spent time on it, I want to spend just a minute on it. It wasn't just about like specific things that he said, because I see some people in chat are like, oh, well, that comment by itself was terrible, but it wasn't racist. It was how he talked to Kemi, that he treated her and David and Ovi like animals. Like that's really how he treated them. And of course, like it didn't help that the camp comeback thing, they had them in uniforms and then they totally ostracized them from game talk. But like his talk with Kemi about the water bottle in the fridge tells you all you need to know about Jack and how he views Kemi. He's so effing condescending to her. And there's no part of me that believes he actually thinks that she's a nice person. He hates her.
No,
he hated her all the show.
I'm sure.
It was not playful.
And she wasn't there. So if it's playful, like I can be like, Caitlin, gosh, you're such a blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we're laughing. Yeah. But she's not there to defend herself. So no.
Now, I don't know how much they film in the jury house. If we could get live feeds in the jury house. Okay. All right, Bailey. So is that like if we had like, you know, the next person that walks in the door in the jury house and he's like, oh, they really... You know, they really did me dirty on that. He goes off like, Kemi. Yeah. I still can't stand her. Yeah. That would be, they should play that clip.
They should, but they won't. They'll be on his head not to speak anything about it, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what I really want to know. Okay, so now we went here with Jack. what would happen if Jack's son, aka Mickey, for those of you guys who don't know that that's his last name, and what will happen if he gets voted out next week? Will he get dragged the same way?
What do you think?
I don't think that they will. I think that they're like, this was it. Okay, it was all Jack, not Jackson.
I think they might say something.
No, I don't think they will.
Really?
I think that they needed to pin it on Jack, and then now they need another golden boy. So they're hoping that Mickey will step up and fill that position.
But there's other people to do that.
I'm like, who, Caitlin? Please tell me, because
Tommy can
he will never be the golden boy. I'm sorry. Like, there is a certain there's a fit, and he doesn't fit it.
Well, they shouldn't have a fit. I mean, whatever.
Agreed. But you know, they always do.
He's the only person that I truly feel like I have absolutely no interest.
Who, Jackson?
No, Jack. I mean, both are like not great, but like Jack particularly, like I have literally no interest in even like messaging him. Like, I mean, there's nothing, there's nothing to say to him.
All right.
Hot take.
I'm going to hold you to that, Caitlin.
I would literally never.
Cut to next summer when Caitlin's like, hey, guess who's coming into the studio?
Wait,
Mickey, aka.
Cut to next summer when whatever.
Sure.
I'm bringing Jack and Jackson are coming in.
Hey, guys, it's a Thursday night. Jack and Jackson in the studio. They were controversial, but now they're my best friends.
Yeah, actually, I can see that happening.
No, guys, that's not happening. Stop now.
All right. We also got to see a lot of punishments in this episode tonight.
Yeah.
Caitlin, you were here for the punishments.
Oh.
Caitlin said.
Guys, I got a hoot and a holler out of the alien situation. I was sitting on the couch laughing so much, and I typically don't like bits like that. It was 10 minutes. Rob literally stopped and was like, that was the entire
first segment of the show.
And I could have said, I could have had 45 more minutes of that. I could have had that for the whole episode. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Brent, did you like it?
It was great. I mean, the alien doctor, I could take it or leave it, whatever. But the angry alien with Jack was just great, because I felt like the alien was trying to tell Jack that, like, we're not all here for him, and that we're not really into him, and like writing stupid on his stupid tattoo. Hello, my name is.
Yeah, making him scrub the toilets, the trash,
milk. Oh,
saying, like, can I put you in there? Can I put you in the toilet?
And his mannerisms. Rob, you're very good at doing impressions and voiceover work. You're really good at voice work.
Thank you.
Is there any way that you could maybe do a quick bit of your best alien for us?
Yes. The best alien.
Yeah, he did
he did the yak noise. Yeah. I was gonna pull the sound clip, but it was just too annoying. The alien did have a sick burn on Jack after that.
You think that was annoying? Try hanging out with you for 24 hours.
Now, that guy was no stranger to the Big Brother 20 cast.
No, we've met him.
Because he was Rachel's punishment.
Zero stars!
And then he also was Brett's grandmother. Or no, it was Mr. Pectacular's grandmother.
Yes. Brett's punishment, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I have to say, I feel like that this has sort of gotten lost to time, but the musical number that you guys did, I think they played it like in the next last episode. That was really phenomenal.
Do you remember?
The song, the whole thing.
Everybody's, I wasn't there for it.
Nobody was there for that.
Wait, was that the grandma or was that?
Yeah, that was Nanny.
Oh, was it? I thought that was Casey's punishment.
It was the same time. It was during the same time because she was in the backyard.
Because I was like, it was Casey because she had the weights.
Yes.
And it was a peanut.
Yeah. And then the granny was in the backyard with her walker, dancing.
That was really great. Exactly.
How did that song go again?
I don't know.
Do you have the clip?
I don't know if I have it.
I think it's like
I have to remember what it was called.
So you know.
It was something.
Trust me, I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll never know.
It's like, I'm nuts, so I'm working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, but I don't remember. No words.
Whatever. We'll never know.
For another day. For another day.
Another day. Yeah.
I have a clip called Fessy Fitness. I don't know what this is.
Check out Fessy Fitness on the App Store. Available. Okay.
Look at that. Wait, look at that. Your faces. You guys just go.
We have a lot of clips. We have a lot of clips that we play.
When it comes to working out.
Yeah.
I'm totally nuts.
Yes, that was good. That was good. Good montage. Brian, were you a big alien autopsy guy?
No, I mean, I watched it on the feeds, and you know, with Jackson getting slimed, coming back constantly.
I'm talking about like when it used to be on, on TV. Oh.
What are you talking about?
Just like, are you into general alien work?
Yeah.
Oh, like into X-Files and stuff like that?
Yeah.
No, you know me. I'm more like, I'm more fantasy, less sci-fi.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Swag, do you have any thoughts on aliens?
I have zero thoughts on aliens. I hear all this Area 51 stuff going on. So I don't even know what's going on. So.
Wait, didn't some... like,
you won't be attending.
Kat knows someone.
I'm sure... Dr. Crusher did an alien autopsy on Next Generation one
time. I mean, yeah, I guess it's... Hey, I think you probably do a lot. Yeah.
I just say leave them alone.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be invaded by no aliens.
Yeah, because they explode. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. All different colors, apparently.
All different colors.
It's so possible that, like, I am an alien.
You are. Yeah.
Please, somebody remove
Don't give me attitude.
Security. Security, come get her.
Yeah.
This is my show.
Okay.
No, it's...
You were way into it.
Yeah, so into it. Are you kidding?
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like to see that performer that I believe that his performing name is Big Dick Johnson?
Is that his name?
That's what Eric Stein told me his name is.
Okay.
And
I will pay endless money.
Right? Am I off on this?
I have no idea. I can't imagine his name is Big Dick Johnson.
Ask the chat. Look, I can just only report what I'm told.
Apparently.
That's his name. And yes. So, he's a
VIP
mainstay.
Tickets,
he's a mainstay.
Are we still talking about Alien?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the guy.
The actor who played him.
Yeah, the one who was the punishment.
Oh. Keep up.
Okay. All right. So, we got to see Jack make an effort to we saw the Hogfather tonight in action, Caitlin.
That was cute. I liked that bit.
Yes. What did you think of Jack's offer of 4 weeks of safety?
Unrealistic. I mean, cute, but like,
yeah,
not,
you can't guarantee it.
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah. So, how are you going to guarantee 4 weeks of safety unless you literally are in control of everyone else?
Right. Brent, did Cliff actually consider this in the diary room? He's like, well, that's a real good offer. No. I got to think about that.
No, this was Cliff playing the Big Brother game with the producers and giving them a little material.
Literally, that's literally what it is.
The producers
probably said, just say it, but you're cool with it.
All right, I'll say it. I don't really believe it.
That was an offer he could refuse, unfortunately.
For the Hog Father. That was fun. All right. So,
and he did this thing too, right?
Yeah, he did at least for 1 second.
Like the finger tap?
At least for one second he did that.
Cute bet. Okay.
Let's talk about Tommy and his HOH. And this is really a very tricky week that we're going to go into because of we're going to have the field trip, mm-hmm. which means that we're going to have a third nominee in play, which also means that we are going to only have six people voting next week.
Right.
So depending on who's up on the block, that's going to really end up tilting the scales one way or another. And with Tommy only having a couple of allies in the house between Sis and Christy and potentially Nick at this point, that voting block of three, if they are not in the block on the block, mm-hmm. then they're going to have a lot of power, especially if Tommy is going to potentially break a tie one way or another. And there's a lot of different ways this can go sideways.
Well, I do have a question. So since Tommy is HOH, is he immune from this field trip?
Yes, I believe he is not going to. So just to reset how the field trip is going to work.
Yeah.
So America has been voting since last Sunday somehow, mm-hmm. if they could find where the votes, the way to vote. Caitlin, did you vote?
Not yet.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've got to get on this.
Caitlin's
got to get
now.
On this.
I've had plans.
Who would you vote for?
Christy, Sis, and Holly.
Okay. Christy, Sis, and Holly. Okay.
Yeah,
sneaking
you
in there.
Wouldn't.
What about Jackson?
I'm sorry.
You don't like him.
Did you vote?
No. I'm a journalist, though.
I am a journalist.
You're a journalist, too? Okay.
Rob, you know that.
Yeah. Brian, have you been voting?
No,
Brent's a journalist.
Brent,
I'm not a journalist, but I haven't been voting.
Brent,
he's like, absolutely not.
Anybody will tell you, Brent is completely impartial. He's not gonna, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's too professional to be.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I am. No, it's too hard to find the damn page.
No, but even Brent can't find it.
Brent, and I, am like obsessed with the show, and I still can't find the page. So no, I really don't feel like the casual.
Who would you vote for?
I mean, I'd vote for Jackson, Christy, and Sis.
Oh. Okay. So Jack was now here's where it gets tricky.
I don't want him to be safe.
Jack was probably somebody who was in the top three. Mm-hmm. He's gone. He's out of the mix now. Mm-hmm. Tommy is probably somebody who was in the top three. Yeah. And now he's taken out of the mix.
So definitely Christy.
So definitely Christy is going to be in there. Uh-huh. And then
definitely Jackson.
And probably Jackson. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Do people know enough who Sis is or Nick is or any of these other people? And
Rob, I can tell you that Big Brother Network, which is usually pretty accurate, not always,
accurate site.
They are reporting that Cliff is actually fifth in the voting right now, mainly because a lot of people don't understand it. Like the show is marketing it as, do you want to give them safety? Do you want to get them nominated? Like, what do you want to do? So it's like, you know, people, casuals know we like Cliff or like they like Cliff. So some people are stupid enough to be voting for him right now. Yeah. So there's a reason.
Understand the word Jeopardy.
Yeah, they really don't.
And the way that it's going to work is that somebody is going to be safe. So they can't be nominated. Somebody is going to get a punishment.
Yes.
And which I'm sad Tommy can't get the punishment, Brent.
Mm-hmm. Me too. That would have been three in a row. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also we'll have that somebody is going to be on the block, third nominee.
Okay.
So whoever wins the competition, they'll be safe, I guess. And then whoever.
That's why I don't want Jackson in this.
That's so dangerous, though. But it might not be physical.
No, I know, but I would rather just see three people that I'm like very indifferent about, which are those three girls. Like, I don't want even there to be the chance that he's safe.
Brent, I think that this is also going to be just as important, where not just who is on the block, but who gets to vote this week. Also,
because
The nominees split over three people and only six people are voting, that it's huge. Just to not be on the block this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's huge. And also, if Tommy can gather three people that he trusts and can get to work together in some fashion,
then he has
tie-breaking power.
If they're not on the block, though.
Right, exactly. If they're not on the block, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So this is really...
plus veto stuff. We can't forget about that. Like, what if he throws some people up? They win. They take him down. He doesn't have that many options left.
Yeah.
I'm very stressed.
You're stressed out. Can I also say that Caitlin also manifested this Tommy HOH
She
tonight?
Did. She called it. This is her second week in a row.
Thank you. That's right.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Yeah. Welcome, Brent.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, it was Tommy's birthday tonight, so happy birthday.
Please cast your vote. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing? Thank you,
Brent, you hate it. Brent's never hated someone more.
I can't stand him. I mean, like, maybe it's just a little bit of projection on my part, but I don't feel like I am that flamey, and I feel like I'm just like, bitch, turn the flame down just for a little bit. Can you do that? Just a little.
I do
He's excited, Brent.
Yeah, and I do appreciate that you had a moment of self-acknowledgement, and you said maybe I'm projecting. That was very good.
Mm-hmm. That was actually really good. Yeah.
Super self-aware.
He almost hurt himself with that kick, though. That kick was a little high.
Yeah. He's pumped up. He's excited. He's the HOH. But really, we do have the most delicious scenario is that Christy ends up going into this field trip.
I can't somehow believe you just said that.
Why?
I love delicious. That.
That's delicious?
The most delicious scenario.
It would be incredibly delicious.
That would taste so good.
It would if Christy could end up on the block here by way of the field trip and then go out on Tommy's HOH.
I think that it's a possibility.
Caitlin, can you manifest this?
What happened last year with Haley and Rockstar?
Yeah, it could be.
Haley and Rockstar.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, this is payback for Haley's HOH. Yeah, we were all excited about Haley's HOH, and then the super hacker twist messed
it
up.
Don't talk to me about it.
I know. Mm-hmm. This is payback.
Do you want to get anything off your chest about it?
No.
No comment.
Okay, it just seemed like you had words.
Literally, I hate the hacker.
Okay.
Yes, well, we hate him.
Speaking of Haley, she came up in this episode tonight like Swaggy C, that she was a spot on the veto board. Did you see this last night?
No.
Oh, yeah, your head.
Okay, yeah.
You did, baby.
Oh, you showed me. Oh, yeah, I didn't know what that was.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and you had a little voice. Okay, I'll update him.
Yeah, I didn't hear the voice.
Yes, you were one of the spots on the map on the BB Galaxy, mm-hmm. and so was Haley's comment, which caused Nick to say this.
Hi, since I landed on Haley's Comet, it's only right for me to tell you how ravishing you look today.
Why, thank you, but I need you to cast your vote, please.
Yeah, she wasn't before.
I'm funny. I vote to evict Jack.
Yeah,
I said I'm funny. I'm You're funny. Not, bro.
That totally went over my head.
So funny. You should tell that party a joke.
Caitlin, speaking to your mic.
Oh, Caitlin.
Yes. Okay.
Her voice is raspy today. She took some cough medicine.
Yeah. I want to hear your beautiful voice, Mama.
I feel like my voice is not great.
Ignore her.
Yeah.
You're just quiet.
Yeah.
Am I being bashful today?
No.
You sometimes are, but you're not bashful.
The mics are just very directional. If you don't talk right into the microphone.
So shy.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, so are you.
Yes. Okay, so Nick, what a jokester. Brett, how fast did he go hug Tommy after he won the HOA?
Like, again, this just shows you how bad he's playing. Like, I mean, I could tell, and the whole house could tell, that he was throwing that HOH before he even got off the starting line. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, oh, can I sleep in the HOH room if I don't win this? Is that okay, Tommy? Like, and he
yeah,
of course,
care how he was doing in the HOH competition. I mean, it's one thing to play the middle, but as Eric Stein said last night, it's one thing to play the middle and do it badly where everyone is pissed at you. And Tommy is aware that Nick is playing the middle and is not devoted to him right now. Well, so I don't think he's going to get nominated this week, but Tommy doesn't have everything invested in him right now.
I bet Nick's got 1 foot in that HOH room already.
1 foot, exactly. That's exactly all he has.
So, I feel like Tommy
won't put him up, though.
No, I don't think so. All right, so let's play this out. Okay. Bailey, who will Tommy put on the block?
I'm thinking he'll put up maybe like a Cliff and maybe a Nicole, but I don't really know. I don't know. Who do you think he'll put up?
Nicole and Cliff?
I think he will put up a Cliff or Nicole. Maybe a Jess if he's feeling, you know, really bold, but
I guess there's two ways this could go, where he targets the outsiders, the people that were working against the six, or there's the vengeful, spiteful move, which I guess we can hope happens. I know there was talk during this past week that, it's Kat and Holly that are going to be on the block. If Christy was the HOH, I feel like that there would be a chance of that. But Tommy, he also didn't even vote against Jackson tonight. He voted to evict Jack. He was the sixth vote to evict Jack. Mm. Caitlin, do you think he's making he's going to make the Cliff and Nicole move?
For some reason, I don't.
Ooh. Oh, Lord, what are you manifesting?
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
I really don't think he's going to do it. I think that he is a smart player.
Yes.
And now it's his time to make his move and to shoot his shot. And I just don't. I don't see him. I could see maybe one of them, but I don't think he's going to do two
Who
from the
do you
other
think
side.
He's going for
like someone in the middle, like a Kat or a Nick. Like I don't.
I could actually see him putting him Nick, like no cabin. Like I can see him as a replacement, though.
But what did I say? I said since Nick hugged him first, he's going up. There's like a Big Brother curse where every time you hug the person that wins first, you go up. Like he hugged Caitlin first. I hugged Angela first. Put my ass on the block. So it is a weird thing. So he might go up.
Yeah,
I agree with Caitlin. I think that Kat is the person who probably needs to be most worried about a Tommy HOH if things play out in a way where Tommy has control over who's going home, because Kat has been very sassy with Tommy throughout this week. And like she has been a new life invested in her or manifested in her, Caitlin, because
she
got bold and she has been telling Tommy like, well, so why was I and Cliff and Nicole all promised seventh place in the six person alliance? Like, and he's like, oh, I don't know anything about that. And she knows that he's lying.
Right.
So, and he knows that she knows that he's lying. So I do think that Kat, there's a good possibility she's going to go up on the block. Also, Tommy's the one person who's been able to see through a lot of Cliff's gameplay. So I also feel like if Cliff doesn't end up as a nominee by way of America's Field Trip, I do think there's a chance that he could be nominated.
So Cliff. Maybe Nicole's safe. I would like if Nicole was safe. That would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Nicole would be safe as long as she doesn't get nominated by Tommy. The one thing to keep in mind, though, even if Christy goes up on the block by way of America's Field Trip, there is not a guarantee that she's going to go home. And also, I don't know what happens. I'm going to guess. I think this is the way it worked, like, during other times they've had three nominees. If like Christy wins the veto, I don't think there's a replacement nominee. I think it just goes down to two. So we'll see how that plays out. But that could be big going into
even if it's one of the actual nominations and not the third nomination.
If it's one of Tommy's nominations, I think he gets to replace it. If it's America's Field Trip, yeah. I think this is how they did it during the Roadblock competition. If you use the veto on the third nominee who then went up by artificial means, and they just come down and that's it. So
yeah. We'll see. It would just be really huge to have somebody that was from the Six Shooters as that third nominee potentially from the Field Trip. So hopefully if the votes come through and then you could have one of those people end up being the nominee, because if you figure that Sis is not going to be on the block no matter what, and then, you know, you have Christy and Nick sitting out there, that's enough to get the three, and it could potentially, you have to hope that, you know, Jackson and Holly end up on the side with Jess and Nicole.
One thing to keep in mind, that if Cliff does end up on the block next to someone like Kat, obviously Holly and Jackson are going to try and keep Kat, but Nick is aware of the gender imbalance in the house right now. The 6-4 girls to boys right now. And also Jessica has shown that she does not want to put up any girls. She only wants to put up guys. And he has talked about that with Cliff. So I think that Nick, who does have some sway over Tommy, not a ton,
is going to
be pushing for him to target Kat and not Cliff. I think that Nick has a okay relationship with Cliff and doesn't want to see him target.
Well, my only problem is if somebody from the Six goes up, there's not going to be enough votes to get that person gone. That's my only problem. Because
it'll be close. Here, think of it this way. Christy goes up on the block. That means that Tommy's down to two votes, just like Sis and maybe like Nick. So then it's like, well, if Christy ends up on the block, I think Holly would get rid of her. Jackson would get rid of her.
Right.
You know, anybody else, Nicole, they would all
go. That would be nice.
I can find four votes that would get rid of Christy if she was up on the block. And Nick's no fan of her either, although he has been better with Christy in the past 2 days.
It's different when, like, that person is on the block and you have a chance to vote them out as opposed to
like,
them when they're on the block
also,
on Thursday.
Also, Tommy did tell Jackson and Holly that he wouldn't put them up if he won HOH, but that was when he didn't have HOH. I still think there's a snowball's chance in hell that he might actually go after Jackson, because Christy wants Jackson out of the house, although she is pissed at some other people right now, and even her anti-Jackson feelings have dissipated a little bit.
Brent, what do you think about a scenario where Jackson ends up being the third nominee by way of the Field Trip? Would the House vote him out then, or would that in some ways end up pushing Holly back to the Tommy Six Shooter side of the House? And hey, we have to save Jackson and we have to get out whoever Tommy's other nominees are.
It just depends on what Tommy is pushing, because if there's three nominees on the block and they all three stay on the block by the end of the week, that means that Tommy's going to have some tie breaking power, which means he'll have some say in, you know, respect the HOH, which they always say in the house. I don't know. It's very hard to predict what's going to happen. I think that Jackson could go home as a consensus boot for everybody, but especially it's going to be very tempting for Christy. If Jackson's up on the block and you have a free shot to get him out, are you really going to pass that up when he's been coming for you and you know that you would have been nominated by him if he had won HOH himself? I think that's going to be tough for her to pass up.
Now, we had the great luck tonight to have Bailey here for the HOH competition, which was the same one that you won in Big Brother 20.
I know, right? Isn't that so exciting? Woo! He didn't beat my time, guys. So that was exciting.
Yes. Okay, what is the secret to that HOH challenge?
Honestly, it's body weight. So I think that both of us have kind of the same background. Like, I'm a yogi balancer. He's a dancer. And we're used to just like holding your body weight. So you have to just be able to stay centered. And then when you see yourself going too fast, just pull your abs back. It's not that hard. Mm-hmm. It was honestly just like my weight was perfect for it. I didn't do anything special.
Yeah. Kat was really playing it up like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. What's happening? I don't know what I'm doing. This is so crazy.
She was out of control. She
definitely, that was on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, Caitlin, I don't think that's going to work though this week though. I think Tommy's on to Kat. And also,
I really think she's up.
She does that dumb girl persona part of the time, but then like all throughout this week, she's been like a new Kat in the house. And other people have noticed.
But Tommy's playing it. She's playing it up because I know Kat. And I always say this, Kat was a Baylor girl.
You know her?
No, I know her. Kat was
You know her?
I know her. Kat was a Baylor girl. I'm a Baylor girl. Kat is a pageant girl. I'm a pageant girl.
Did you go to school at the same time?
We know each other. We have ran into each other. She has my... Like, we know each other. She's not that dumb.
Pre-game relationship.
Have you ever hung out?
No, we haven't hung out.
Yeah, I agree. She's not that dumb.
She's not that dumb. She has a very interesting education, I know. And pageant girls, we could act very ditzy, but we're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know Holly?
No, I didn't know Holly.
Okay. All right. So we got a tease for the upcoming week also, and I think a lot of us were expecting next week to be Double Eviction Thursday. Mm-hmm. Typically, Julie will tell us a week ahead of time. No double eviction.
No, sirree.
And is it possible that we're just going to have one?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
I mean, we had.
I think it is just one. It
wasn't a double eviction to the fourth person in jury last year.
So, did Brett, how many did we have last season? We had the one where Brett went out. That was the second
Brett
one.
It was Brett and Haley, right? Brett
yeah.
and Haley.
Brett and Haley, yeah, that was it? It was just it. One. Okay.
Yeah, but we had the battle
they wanted
back.
To have two because they were counting on someone to do this puzzle and yeah. it didn't go so well. So
uh-huh. Okay. All right, so.
It should have been Swaggy, but, you know, got it. So.
Wait, yeah. No, it really should have been Sam.
It should. No. Sam nope. was going to give it to Swaggy.
No, I'm saying it should have been Sam the first night.
Oh, like, agreed. But you messed up. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
You're right.
Yes. Unlike Jack, you say that, you know, there are regrets, right?
Duh.
Yeah.
There are regrets. Yeah. Anyone that says, like, no regrets, like, live your life with absolutely no regrets. Like, you're allowed to have a regret.
That's right.
You're supposed to.
No, you're like actually not supposed like. That's
no, you're supposed to. You're not supposed to be perfect. Like I do silly things all the time, and if I were to be like, no, sorry, like I'm perfect.
Yeah, but no, it's like not that. It's just like the growth that comes from it. So like you're supposed to like not. Yeah, but no.
I'm having
regrets.
A coaching session. Okay, we'll talk about.
Okay,
that.
All right.
Yeah, private time.
No, this is good stuff.
No, I understand what you mean, Bailey, because it's like he wants to say no regrets, but what he's trying to say is like I don't want to give back the growth that I think that I got from that. Uh-huh. But you can have regrets
still
appreciate the growth.
We need to address something.
Yes, okay.
Yet.
We need to address something that's like the elephant in the room right now.
Okay, what is it?
Your top, your blouse.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Okay. My I don't think it's a blouse.
It's a blouse.
I don't think it's called
it's
a blouse.
Rob, it's a blouse.
Okay, yeah. I had a different shirt on, and then we had an audible right before the start of the show, and I have a closet full of shirts here uh-huh, in the uh-huh. studio to be able to switch between podcasts very quickly. Caitlin picked out this shirt for me in honor of honor of the watermelons in the house being smashed by the alien. In
and you
honor,
can see my blouse.
In honor of Gallagher, yes, a Fauté with a heart. So.
On yes. brand tonight. We just Thank thought you. That was a cool moment
but
when
you're
the
not
alien.
On brand tonight.
Yeah.
Even Swaggy's on brand. Everyone's on brand. I don't know how a white t-shirt's on brand.
Don't come for me.
What are you talking about? Oh my God.
One of us till the end. Come on, Caitlin. Let's
I've
go.
Got another clip from the alien for you, Caitlin.
Please,
so this was when Jack was brushing his teeth. This was one of the things the alien
What said. Else do you brush with that? Your nether region?
Yeah, that was so funny. I was kind of shook at that.
Do you have any of the clips where he's just like making sound?
I don't have where it was. It was too annoying. People would not like that if I just had like.
I.
Yeah, oh, that was good. Yeah, where's
I didn't want to.
Don't go crazy.
Scream it. This was another line that I liked tonight. That I always learn new expressions in the Big Brother house. This was.
I made a flaw. The bed I lay on.
I think everyone made a flaw.
Yeah.
Made a flaw.
Yeah. I think that's just a 21 thing. I don't think anybody just, else in the world
Nobody
says
else
that.
Has ever yeah, talked about making that. A flaw. Caitlin, did you make any flaws in Big Brother 20?
Yes.
Tons. Yes. Okay, I made a flaw.
We
okay.
all did.
Made a yeah. flaw.
All right.
Did you make a flaw today?
Did I make a flaw like the bottom of the room?
Yeah.
Like, no, I have not.
The flaw?
Oh my yeah. God, stop.
I'm making a flaw!
Slow it down.
You get in the flaw, Daddy.
Yeah. This is watermelon all over the floor. Yeah. This is the worst punishment ever.
There's okay. watermelon
all
on
right.
the floor.
Now, before we get into the questions here tonight, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Purple Mattress. And at Purple, they understand that your attitude and your ability to be happy and productive depends on your ability to get a good night's sleep. That's why they make the have-not room so uncomfortable. No Purple mattresses up there in the have-not room in Camp comeback, the Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses the brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist, maybe at Area 21. It's not like the memory foam that you're used to. The Purple mattress is going to feel very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you this zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. The Purple mattress has a 100-night risk-free trial, so if you're not fully satisfied, you could return your mattress for a full refund. That's a full Big Brother season. It's backed by a 10-year warranty as well, with free shipping and free returns and a free in-home setup and old mattress removal. You're gonna love Purple. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of the mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text Rob to 84888. The only way to get the free pillow is text the word Rob to 84888. That's R-O-B to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Let's bring in some questions. Brent's shaking his head. Okay, let's bring
I'm not at you guys. I'm just like,
All right.
Here we go.
All right. All right. Let's see. Wow. Production hate Annalise that much. Thoughts on this? Yeah. I'm surprised.
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay. I'm surprised. So, you know, Big Brother, that the fan base, we love conspiracy theories.
She didn't cross the line yet.
Would have been smarter for the Storm Area 51 people to wait till after Big Brother season is over, because nobody loves conspiracy theories like the Big Brother audience.
Sure.
Yeah. No, she has to be over the line, y'all.
Okay.
But I mean, so if you look at this picture, though, Bailey, she is over the line.
Only the front. Picture.
Okay, well, let's see.
So what needs to be over the line? She does? Like, her person?
I would assume so.
I'd say a body.
I feel like when I won, I was all the way past the line. Like, my whole thing was done.
This is live TV. I think it would be hard to fix in.
And I feel like they might have... Do they have sensors?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly how you guys would know better.
Tough, though.
But I did say this. I called Annalise winning HOH. I was like, this is going to win. But then
I'm not gonna lie, that should count.
Okay, all right. Let's find it. Okay, people that found this picture of Sis with a time of 9.07, find Tommy crossing the finish line.
Can we compare?
Let's see what that looks like.
Even more.
Okay, all right. Let's take another question. Valen wants to say no mention of the double eviction or jury buyback tonight. Can we assume that means we are done with Jack?
No, we can't assume anything.
Here's how you can assume we're done with Jack. The way that they dragged him tonight.
Yeah, I was like, Julian.
That's the only way.
They're done.
That's the only
way. He didn't even get to see his goodbye messages, y'all.
Yes. Which, you know, Julie did not have a great transition with telling Jack about why he didn't get to see his goodbye messages either.
That is hysterical.
Yes. All right. Let's see a question from Goober. Goober Schwartz says, I know it won't happen, but how epic would it be if there was a picture of Christy in one of Tommy's HOH photos?
It would be pretty epic.
We know that they don't vet these pictures that closely, Brent.
I know. Shades of Derek getting pictures of him in a cop uniform in Big Brother 16.
I
think it would be funny, but I think they're well aware of this connection between Tommy and Christy, so there's no chance. I think that his aunt might end up in a picture as a wink, wink, and then, you know, it's up to Christy whether or not she can keep that secret or not.
Oh my God, we're gonna like flash forward.
It looks
to
just
clip.
Like my ex.
I would live for it though. I would want it to like watch the implosion.
Brent, you're so right. They're definitely.
I would like to see a picture of Tommy. Yeah, okay. They really should.
All right, let's take this question from
That'd be good TV.
Lauren, who says, what if production just trolls Tommy and gives him tons of pictures of his aunt?
Exactly.
That's the same idea.
Same idea.
Okay.
Dave
wants to know.
This is so funny. I asked the same thing.
Okay, what does SKD143?
Sharon, Kelly, what's his name? Dan?
Oh.
I love you.
Yeah, that's his family.
Daniel. Daniel. Yeah, Sharon, Kelly, Daniel.
One four three. Brent, that's beeper code, right?
I couldn't tell you, Rob. It was before my time.
Okay. All right.
Before my time.
Bobby Carl wants to say, not the best look for Julie to tell Jack that he didn't get gypped on goodbye messages after him asking about his racially insensitive comments. Nope, that's not That's not great. Heard that, and then, you know, not good.
Not good.
Look, Julie Chen Moonves has a lot of her own issues that she has had.
I literally don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Jip, it's a term for, you know, it's short for,
You never heard the term jip?
I know what it means, literally, but I don't know why it's offensive.
Yeah, I believe it's, I don't want to, I believe it's the Romani people. I'm not sure. But you shouldn't say that.
Okay.
It's not good. Okay. All right.
I don't say it, but.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks for
raising awareness.
Rob.
Awareness. Alex G says, why is it that Love Island gets its own app for the audience to vote in, but Big Brother
makes it
so hard to even find where to vote? The only reason I don't vote at Twist or AFP is because it's too complicated.
I will say that since we were on like the Love Island like set and stuff, they came with a different social media team because they're from like a different country. Like we inherited Love Island and they have a different social media team.
Love Island's crazy.
Yeah, so we don't
Did
have
you a- watch Love Island?
Oh, well, yeah.
Every episode.
No, you guys were part of the big promotion for Love Island.
Love Island was lit.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't have the same social media teams. So maybe just
simple as that.
Get a new social media team or a different one.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Taurine. Do you think that the three nominees might end the week with a vote to save? That's why it's a double eviction.
Zero chance of this happening.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Because the show likes to pump up their double eviction live episodes. Like it's a big event for them. There's no way that Julie's not going to talk about it this Thursday and just slide it in next Thursday. That is crazy talk.
Okay. There's a question from Jennifer Laney. Bay, how was Steve Harvey and Family Feud? Now, yeah, that was very interesting, right? Yeah. Right? So, no, that you were on with your family as pre Big Brother.
Yeah, we filmed it like maybe 2 weeks before I left for Big Brother, and it was awesome. And actually, I did not know I was going to get a husband out of this, but Steve was like, literally, he was like, "You're beautiful. Can I introduce you to my son? Like, I literally am obsessed with you." And then I was like, "Yeah, sure." And then I was like, "JK, Steve, I'm kind of taken." But yeah, he was awesome.
Yes.
You guys denied.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
How was that fun?
Oh my God, so fun. Like, it was so nerve-wracking. I had to play in every freaking speed round. And obviously, I wasn't that good of it for people who watch. I was like freaking out and I could not get my words out, but we won some money. So that was
okay,
good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, how much did you guys win?
I'm like 25K.
And what is it after taxes?
I mean, we're a family of five. So you split it. Like after that, you get five each, which was down to like four, which, like I said, my mom can spend in 3 seconds. Yeah. So it wasn't that much.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Gwen has a question. Why did Rob Sestino led Jackson, a.k.a. Mickey, choose his shirt tonight? No, I did not let Jackson choose my shirt.
Caitlin did.
Yes,
it wasn't
Caitlin picked it out.
Oh, okay. Let's not point fingers. I will say that it was not Jackson influenced. It was more the alien work that was done tonight. Yes. There was a lot
of alien.
There was a lot of watermelon smashing on the floor tonight. So, you know, if you guys listened last week, again, there's a lot of vegetable, a lot of fruit work happening this season. And we decided to stay.
A lot of produce action.
He's on brand.
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't an ode to Jackson. Yes. This is an ode to produce.
We also had an ode to another Thursday night TV character of the past from Nicole tonight.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Julie.
Please cast your vote to evict.
I vote to evict. Just Jack.
Jack shout out.
Didn't catch
that. Really surprised me. Caitlin, you don't know who that is?
No.
That's from Will and Grace.
Yes, I was told, but is that a show that I should be going back and watching?
No, it's not an actual show. It's like a show within a show, Will and Grace. Like there was a character named Jack. He was like the gay best friend of the main character who was also gay, but like Jack was the really flamey one and he had his own, like he couldn't get a job, as I recall, like in acting. So he just made up his own one man show called Just Jack.
That sounds like such a good idea.
Have you never seen that show?
Never.
It's a great show.
Okay. Yeah. I'll put it on my list.
And every time like that, like his name would come up, he wouldn't answer Jack. He would go, Just Jack. and it became.
That was a cute little bit for Nick. Yeah,
it was cute. I was very surprised by
this. Yeah, we haven't heard it this season. Okay. And she didn't have to say, I'm funny. Ha ha. I'm funny, oh Julie. God,
that was weird.
Yeah. Yo, I'm funny.
I'm funny.
Yo, Julie, you look ravishing tonight. Get it? Yeah.
I'm funny.
Okay. I'm funny. Yeah.
By the way, I know that Caitlin, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, it's depressing me that I feel like there's an outside shot of Nick winning this game, just because like no one's really coming for him. No, he did a really terrible job playing the middle. But like, he's still in the middle, and I do feel like that he's got a batter's chance of winning. So we'll see.
Listen, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
I will say that out of everyone left, I can think of a situation that would be worse than Nick winning.
Of course.
So I'm just trying to stay as positive as possible.
What would be the worst case scenario?
Sis winning.
Sis or Vicky.
Yeah. There's no chance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fake it. Nick has no chance of winning. I'm not going to fake it.
I'm sorry. Hey, if Annalise wins Big Brother 21, I bow down.
Like, sis?
Yeah, we all.
Yeah, but even that, like.
What?
Who do you think?
Like, she proved us wrong.
But who do you think that's left that quote unquote deserves to win it?
Proving nobody wrong.
Yeah.
Like, look, who?
That's left deserves to win it?
Yeah, who do you think?
I think Cliff, Jessica, Nicole.
I don't think they'll make it that far.
I do. I think at least one of them is.
At least one, yeah.
Or two.
But then the votes in the jury house have to sway in their direction, and I don't know if they will.
I don't know. I see it happening.
Okay. You see it winning? You see sis winning happening?
I see one of the people that's not in the six shooters winning, yeah.
Okay.
If Nicole's in final two, I think that people would vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone would vote for Cliff.
I can see Jess getting that far, too.
And everyone, I'm telling you. Yeah, I don't think a six-shooter is
I think Jessica's got a chance to win as well.
Jess really does.
If Jess won, that would be unbelievably
cool. Even after she won HOH and Vita this week and got out of Big Target, still people are not coming for her.
She has no blood on her hands, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take a question from Gregory McBean. Do you take requests for manifesting things, Caitlin? If so, I'd love to manifest Christy going home on Tommy's HOH because of the field trip. I think it would be delicious.
Yeah. Delicious. My Venmo account is Caitlin-Herman.
I thought it was Caitlin-Harman.
I texted Rachel and I was like, what did you call me?
Yeah.
No, if you want to Venmo me, sure. I'll put it in my purse.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Let's go to Mr. Anybody. Taryn, do you think that given the interview, Jack realizes how screwed he is when he gets out of the house?
No.
I think he did because this is what he said at the end of the interview to any future Big Brother hopefuls.
And it's like nothing you'll ever do in life. If you guys get the opportunity, don't.
By the way...
Yeah, that really surprised Julie, too.
I was really
she did
surprised.
Not expect that.
A big laugh from the audience.
Yeah, I was really surprised also at the enthusiasm of the audience when Jack came out. I was convinced that it would be a bit of a silent.
No,
they won't let him do that. They let him do that for...
Like
exactly.
But the scream, I mean, people can still clap. I mean
they're excited for sure, but like the Big Brother live taping.
But that's such a dumb rule because why make the audience cheer for somebody and then it's like, and now we're going to play all the horrible comments that you said.
Yeah.
For sure, so the for audience sure. like, well, why did you make me clap for this person? Yeah, I didn't want to clap.
Because it takes away the dramatic effect.
You made me clap.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't want to.
I love when you act like you're, so this is you playing the part of the general
audience.
Yeah, but they also laughed at his joke. So maybe they wanted to clap.
Yeah, maybe they wanted to clap.
I liked that hand you just did. For those of you listening to the podcast, Rob just did a heavy.
Yes.
Why?
Well, we have to see if we hear from anybody that was at the show. Okay. All right. Big Brother Wiki wants to know, gotta ask, Rob, how many people can you fit in that room? I mean, I think we have more room to fit people in. It's a stool issue. Well, we only have three chairs. That's one thing. Second is we'll run out of microphones at some point.
Yeah.
So,
and also just too much. Like,
this is great.
I love this.
But
we can't do more than this movie.
This is great. Okay. All right. Let's take
My dad.
Yeah, bring in the whole pre-jury next, Caitlin.
Rob, you would be. I take it back. Yesterday, I said Big Brother 20 should have a reunion with Andy Cohen as the host. I have never, ever taken something back more in my life. We need you as the host.
Okay. All right. Well,
I need you in a nice velvet chair.
Yeah.
In the middle of like a banquet hall and every two long chairs on the sides. Mm-hmm. And you have everyone in gowns and suits and everyone's going to come and play their part.
Yeah.
We're busy that day.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Oh, if you're busy, then I think everyone wants to see that. People, I don't think you want to do it.
No, he's really thinking like you don't really want to. We're all busy that day.
I'll be there in a sequined gown and a positive attitude. So.
Okay. For you.
All right. Tim has a question. Okay. What did Caitlin get for dinner that Rob owed her?
So, that's a good one.
That's a good question. Because I started texting Caitlin at 9 o'clock this morning and I said, Caitlin, I'm going to order dinner.
What do you want?
What else should I order?
So I said, Rob, I didn't actually say this, but yes. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, Bob, I'm not a monster. You have two beautiful children and a wife. Like, yes. You do not have to buy me dinner. Like, it was all in good fun. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you buy me dinner.
You crazy cat.
All right. But you requested dinner last week.
Yeah, but it was all in good fun. See, like, I would have brought you dinner. But then it comes down to like, you're a father, you have a beautiful home, you have children to take care of. No, no, no.
All right. Well, I will, if you ever want anything, if you ever want any refreshments at the show, I will get them for you. Okay.
Okay. Fine.
I'm literally just sitting there reading all the comments.
Okay. You guys are busted.
Okay. I'll read a comment from Jason B. Swaggy hates Caitlin. It's so obvious. Aww.
No, guys, we mended that friendship. They love each other. I can say it.
Exactly.
Of course we love each other. He's staying at my home.
Yeah. I'll say it. We've done it. I will say, like, it's impossible to catch every comment, but I feel like we've done a pretty good job of placing the comments. And there's a lot of love for you guys in the chat tonight. So,
we love you. We like, know, don't we look, know don't how look you at are. The yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
What else? What else do we need to talk about as we head into the new week?
The notes? Let's get Caitlin's notes.
Your notes. I want your notes.
Let's get Caitlin's notes.
Tonight was a weird night as far as notes are concerned.
I'll stand behind you.
Jackson.
You need a music interlude for this, Rob. It's her segment.
I don't know what sort of... unless Swaggy, Bailey, and Kaylee want to perform something.
Okay, we can harmonize.
Okay. Have you ever seen such a beautiful night?
Ready?
5, 6, 7, 8.
I can almost kiss the stars for shining so bright.
Okay, I'm ready for the notes. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do you want to slow jam the notes?
Yeah. Oh wow, this is really sexual.
Yeah, do
That's
it.
That's so good.
Sexual.
Like the music. Okay.
Jackson looks better with glasses.
My point. Exactly.
I wonder whose voice is calling out for Jackson to do the alien thing. Cliff has a cute laugh. This alien thing is so funny. I choose to cast the alien for BB22. Jackson drinking coffee during the commercial break is epic. How heavy is this thing on Tommy's head?
What is this show?
What is going on?
Chrissy could have been the alien with those buns on her head. I'm Jack fucking Matthews. Relax. # Hogfather. Jack is trying way too hard. Holy shit, this interview with Julie. Thank you.
Yay!
Literally moving forward, that is the song
that I'm doing.
That's the song for Caitlin's notes.
Okay? That's great.
Yeah. Wait, but guys, didn't you think that Mickey actually looked like really decent with the glasses on when he was being the scientist? I thought that was like a smarter...
By the way, Caitlin, he wasn't wearing any underwear when that was happening for that entire 24 hours because they called him into the diary room when he wasn't wearing underwear and then they made him put on the jacket and the glasses and he couldn't take it off. So he wasn't wearing underwear
I take everything back.
Yeah, that's a little disturbing.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. He wears deodorant down there, Brent. That's
true, yes.
Thank God.
It's fine.
I that's what the alien was getting at when he was talking about, do you use the hairbrush or the toothbrush
your
nether regions?
On your nether regions?
By the way, really, just a couple of quick
things. What else do you brush with that? Your nether region?
Yes.
So good.
Based on some of the stories I've heard from those guys, then I better hope not.
Exactly. Better hope not. Really quickly, yes. Just two quick things about this week. We had talked about it before. Jack did try his quote-unquote blackmail plan with Kat to try to get her to flip her vote. If you've been listening to us all week and Taryn during the morning updates, Jack had this great plan, he thought, to blackmail Kat into flipping her vote based on the fact that she knew that Cliff was going to get voted out the week that Cliff and Nicole were on the block, but she voted with the minority anyway to get intel for them, which he thought would cause Jessica to have some doubts about Kat's loyalty. But Cliff knew about it ahead of time. He warned Kat, and basically she laughed it off. The other thing to keep in mind is, as Taryn's been talking about on the morning update, I know we're all worried about the Christy, Tommy, Sis, you know, remnants getting together and having power, but the real power in the house right now is the Jackson, Holly, Kat, mm-hmm. Jessica group. And if Tommy does take a shot at Kat, it doesn't seem like it now, but if you're rooting for Nicole or Cliff, that or even Jessica, that would actually be good to get Kat out of the house to weaken that portion of the house, because right now he may not see it, but they really have a lot of control.
Yeah.
Are you reading this? Don't get
blinded by the comments.
I know.
You gotta focus on what's happening here.
I was really into it.
I'm present. I listen to Brent.
Yes,
I always listen to Brent.
He'll distract you.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I got everything out.
Brent, for Jessica though, I know we're all impressed with the job she did this week. I don't think 1 second of airtime other than when they showed her in the backyard.
Here's the thing. Look, she got airtime Sunday. She got all of Wednesday.
Yeah.
To the point where my mom's texting me about Jessica. Like, I can't believe Jessica. Aww. Where did she come from? So, I'll take what we can get. Plus, we got Jack roasted. And we rarely get that. Julie wore some really hot clothes to do it into. Like, she didn't look kind of terrible like she has been looking lately. She looked really good.
Yeah, I like the way she looked tonight.
Her skin color.
Runway dress. It looked couture. I was
Project Runway.
All right.
Exactly. No, legit. Last week she was Spider-Man couture, and someone we had an issue with that.
Swaggy, do you still trade? Yeah.
Okay.
Guys. Sorry. No comments. Swaggy, do you want to talk about trading?
No. Ask me a question about anything.
Okay.
Right,
go to his DMs if you want to know about stocks.
Go to his DMs. What?
Yeah, right.
Definitely someone know what he's sliding his DMs.
Email.
Yeah, what's the best
LinkedIn?
Way,
what do you want me to do?
What's the best way to reach Swaggy for
has a Swaggy CFX page, so go and follow it.
Oh, okay.
But you can also DM me my Swaggy CTV page. I literally respond to every fan who DMs.
Right. Okay. So that was a hot take that I was right on.
I'll continue.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what's coming up on Rob as a podcast, and then
Why
you don't want to?
Just kidding.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up. News AF episode 200 special was today. Myself, Danny, and Tyson got together live and talked about everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about the new thing going on about your number neighbor, Caitlin? Have you texted your number neighbor yet?
No.
I don't get it. What is it?
I haven't.
Wait, did you see the number neighbor thing with the girl that was answering? Someone texted a girl and was like, hi, is this whatever? And she was like, no, this is Patrick.
Oh, I seen it.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
she goes,
it.
No, this
it.
Is Patrick. JK, LMAO, it's whatever. And then she's like, who this? And then she wrote back, like, this is Dr. whatever. And it was like for her interview tomorrow at like a doctor's office. And she was like, and then all of a sudden transition, she goes, yes, this is Lauren. I like will be prompting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So funny.
Okay.
Yeah, number neighbor thing is crazy.
That's embarrassing.
Number neighbors. All right. Love Island winner interview. Chris McKinnis has interview with the winner of Love Island. Check that out in our wrap ups feed. We also will have Taryn live we have a breaking news from Caitlin. Hold on. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Seth.
Are happening now.
Seth paid me $5. This one's for manifesting Christy going on Tommy's HOH fund. Hashtag Rob has a podcast. Now have $5. I'm going to bank this up. Okay. So I'm going to start doing it. Thanks.
All right. Celebrate.
You guys got
Venmo'd $5 live during the podcast.
Can you sing again?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
she's rich.
Tomorrow morning, join Taryn live for the update. What's Tommy going to do during his HOH Saturday, Sunday as well on the live feed update? Then
Rachel.
Oh,
Miss Swindler.
Rachel Swindler is going to be here in the studio on Sunday night. You guys can write a note and leave it for her.
Demo her.
Venmo her, okay? There you go. Of course, all of this excitement and craziness made possible by the people that Venmo Caitlin manifested, and also from the patrons of Rob is a Podcast.
Yes.
Find out more about everything we're doing behind the scenes at Rob is a Podcast with our patron-only podcast feed and much more in the Facebook groups at robhasawebsite.com/patron.
Honestly, I wasn't on this show, like, and I was just a fan.
You would be a patron?
1,000%. I literally texted one of my friends the other day and I said, why are you not a patron?
That's how we do it. That's how we do all these shows.
That is. Support your show.
And also, we have such good content.
You gotta realize it's like the ESPN of, like, you know, Big Brother.
And all the other stuff.
I'm giving you compliments.
I have a lot of comments and a lot to say. I just don't know much about the season, so I'm very quiet. But, like, I have everything to say about Rob as a podcast.
Wait, let's
him hype you up. Yeah, this is a hype session.
Okay, good.
Zoom in.
Go to Sweat. Like,
wait.
Hype him up, babe.
No.
Yeah, go zoom even closer. Go, yeah, okay.
No, all right. See, like, for me, it's like.
All right, go back to normal. Okay.
Okay, yeah. For me, it's like I used to spend, like, a lot of time on, like, Twitter, and, like, I literally followed, like, everybody, and I know who's, like, biased and who sticks to, like, gameplay. I watch a lot of ESPN. They don't come for people's personal lives. A lot of podcasts will, like, you know, go into our personal life or other house guests' personal life and jump on, like, events that happen and like, do, like, the worst when it's, like, with him. Like, when he says he's a journalist, he's really a journalist. Like, he doesn't go do anything crazy. This is whole studio is professional. It's literally the ESPN of Big Brother. And if you want, like, your voice heard, like, you have to come on Rob has a podcast. Number one than anybody else. I have a lot to say. I haven't watched Big Brother 21, so I'm quiet. But,
yeah,
like, I'm
like,
happy to be here.
Have Swaggy's tongue.
Yeah, no, I just don't know about the season, but I'm happy to be with Rob has a podcast. Like, I wish I could have done it last year when I had a lot to say about this one, but I love her now. So,
Kai.
Oh, Caitlin.
Wow.
Oh, I legit thought you were talking about Bailey for a second. I was like, when did you ever not love Bailey?
Oh, you.
Yes, you. No, it was you.
Whatever, man.
Okay. Wow.
I'm glad to hear you say that because Rob works his ass off.
For sure. I watch. Like, I pay attention to everything.
Yeah. I know you do.
Oh.
Also, Rob is also just like best the best person. Like, he's literally the best person in the world. Like, the fact that. I could literally cry about it.
Don't cry.
Do you have something you want to play?
Boy, this is like when Jack gave his speech and was saying nice things about everybody in the house. That's what it feels like. I even had this to say about Sis.
51 days, gang, and how I've learned all the little things about you. Gang. Sis, when you scare people, you almost pee yourself.
Yeah.
I don't.
So somebody said Swaggy get Rob a t-shirt. If I gave you one of my shirts, would you hang it up?
Oh my god.
Yes. Right, we'll add it to the
collection.
Yeah, I got a Caitlin all over
all
here.
From the comp.
Oh, we're going to add it to the collection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at the Caitlin all.
All right.
So now that we're done talking, ego is going to be so lifted tonight.
Know,
Nicole's going
to
be in a bad mood.
My head's not going to be able to fit through the door after this podcast.
It's going to be like Tommy's helmet.
Yes. Can you believe it? This is the worst punishment ever. Okay. All right. So what else do we have to do here tonight? Anything?
Do you have a performance?
Do I have a performance?
Do you want to sing something?
Yeah. Let me
tap dance.
Let me sing. No.
Do something.
Bailey and Swaggy, where can we check out everything that you guys are doing?
Literally everything. On my Instagram, SwaggyCTV, hers is Bay Day. Our YouTube is Swaley Gang. She has her own YouTube on Bay Day. There's just like, we constantly update everybody on our life. Like, if anybody asks us a question, we're literally flat out honest about everything that goes on. So,
my YouTube is Bailey Daily, but my bridal shower is next week. So we're doing a bridal shower video on the Swaley channel.
Whoa.
And that's exciting.
When is the wedding? Is that announced?
No, we haven't announced it because
we
have run it. Like, there's no issues or anything, but it's literally like aggressive to plan weddings. And I didn't know how aggressive
it
was.
It's
so I'm aggressive. Like, whoa, like I can't invite 1,700 people. I need to just like
it's very aggressive.
Tone it down a little bit.
Should we give like? Them-
go ahead, baby. You go.
Yeah.
Go
okay.
On. I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, what? No, you have to tell us now. What are you about to say?
About networks and stuff?
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Do we
we were talking to like a few networks about our wedding, and there was one recently that we had deals in the work with, but we might go with a sweeter deal. So as simple as that. Stay tuned for that.
That's what I'm saying. We'll give like Rob as a podcast exclusive, like a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have a wedding. And I've been in the works with like a lot of deals.
A lot of networks.
So a lot of networks are coming my way, and just
I think Caitlin should be the next Bachelorette.
Literally all the men would be like,
I just saw like three people be like, Caitlin, will you marry me? You're
that
great.
Would be a show.
Wouldn't that be so good? It would be entertaining.
Life with me would
be like a popcorn. Get your popcorn. Like, come on,
give yourself more credit. You gotta have to be. When you guys want
you. Like, see that he's hyping you up?
You gotta give yourself more credit than that.
And you had BB21 people commented on your beauty.
You know what I think it is, guys? I think
you're beautiful.
I think it's when people are, I think I'm a different type of girl. I think like I'm an acquired taste. And if you think that I'm like funny and witty and charming, like you're all in.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other people that are like, no, like I'd rather have a girl that's like a little more not as aggressive as you. So if you feel me, then you feel me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game. Caitlin, I'm 24. I'm a fan of essential oils, meditation, and the back door.
I love it.
Oh, you had it in the clip.
And the back door.
You had it ready.
Yeah.
So a life with me is essential oils.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I know where she's going. Don't do it.
Okay.
We got to end this.
Yeah, we got to end this. All right.
Before I get off the edge. Actually, one more question for them. Because they're never going to be here again.
Oh. Okay. I mean, you don't know that.
Not sure. Well, I mean, like, potentially. Do you have anything you want to ask them?
Yeah, anything, honestly.
Literally anything? No. I don't want to do that.
You know me. I'm honest.
You know he's honest.
Okay. If you could be stuck in a room, in an elevator, with one of these three people for 3 hours, okay. Who would it be? Now you say three people.
Oh. Taryn, Brent, and Melissa.
No. People from my season.
Oh.
Like, make this controversial. Or any season.
Look, we don't need to make anything controversial.
No, do it. You have Swaggy here, and Swaggy has not
and
said
And I don't
anything.
Feel like this is a bad question. It's just, who would you be sending out there for 3 hours?
Just ask me any question. I'll answer.
Yeah, answer.
Okay, fine.
Yeah you, interview
okay.
Your castmates.
Okay, sorry. Three people. Okay. I don't know if I want to go there. Okay. You have to choose one. 3 hours in an elevator. The following people are this. Those people are going to be the choices of...
Oh, my God.
Can I go there?
Go.
Summer Steve 2018.
Fessy, JC, Mickey.
Oh, that's easy. Fessy. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Cause like he was my boy at one point in time, so we're in an hour for 3 hours or elevator for 3 hours.
Yeah, I guess you could probably talk some stuff out.
A lot to talk
they would
about.
Come like, out as like friends.
But it actually would be good for
they
them.
Would come out as like, all right, understanding everything that happened. Cause like I literally cursed him out like last week, but like if we're in an elevator for 3 hours, then it's like
it would be
right,
similar
like,
to the Fessy Scotty thing where it was like, what were you thinking? And then it's like, oh, I was tripping. My bad.
Yeah, so it wouldn't. It would,
like, I'm trying to think who you like really don't f with.
Go ahead, Rob.
Anyway,
we don't even need to go there.
Yeah. It's fine.
Look, we're having a nice time.
We have love and life to spread all over the place.
Yeah, guys. Right. Honestly, this whole podcast thing is just like making me become someone I'm not.
All right. Do you want to close us out with another song?
Please.
Yes.
All in this.
Hold on. Let's check your Venmo again.
Wait, I got another Venmo.
Yeah.
Wait, awesome. Wait, Venmo'd me.
Okay, you're paying for dinner. Right. Thanks, sis.
We out.
Okay.
Danny paid me. Who's Danny?
I don't know.
Wait, did you know that I had a Venmo? Or not?
You said it on the podcast.
You said to check again.
It said.
I got
read
Danny.
The chat.
Danny paid me. I'm sorry. I need the music.
Okay. All right. Your
I want
slow,
the sexy music. All right.
All right. Here we go.
I want the.
Oh my gosh.
Danny paid me $5.01. Seth ain't got nothing on me. You now have $11.01 in your Venmo account. I'm rich.
Okay.
Thank you. Guys, we had a blast tonight. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Yes. This was really, Brent, wasn't this incredible?
This is great. I had no idea. Like I said, I saw it on the schedule, but I had no idea it was going to be you guys, who I freaking love. And I'm really glad that it was a nice, good old time tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Good treat for Brent.
Last but not least, we'll be back for sure. Next time.
Please do. LA. Please come back.
For sure. If it's on a Thursday, we'll hit Caitlin and Rob right up.
Like, they might be moving here, so.
Okay. Okay. All right. Or not. Okay. All right. Brent, thank you for everything. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brent.
Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Tonight's Big Brother Recap is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper and when you nervously picked up your first date. That luxury package you got after a big promotion or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. Now, while you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you could take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer is not available in all areas.